Hello, this is Peter Stewart. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Tweeter Stewart. Clever, huh? TWWETERSTEWART. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. We've been talking about the feedback loop and how it's broken when you're sitting alone in a studio and you can't see the people who are listening to you live or at some point in the future. It's an unnatural situation. Let me give you an example before we continue with more on that feedback loop tomorrow, and then over the next few days work out how we can reinstate some kind of good projection idea so it's accurate and engaging when we're communicating. I once knew a man who spoke in a very loud voice. He commanded the conversation, both with his volume and with his body language as well. He was not necessarily a big man, but he had that kind of aura about him, yeah? Partly because of the way he spoke. He spoke in a overbearing, bumptious tone, the way he held himself. And also, he'd close his eyes when he spoke. What he was doing was shutting out all those external signals that I spoke about yesterday, those kind of signals that would have told him to cede the floor to somebody else, to give someone else a chance to speak. He was shutting his eyes when he spoke in that overbearing way of his. He wouldn't see someone stepping back or looking away or shaking their head and so on. What did that mean to him? It meant that he could continue barking until he had finished what he wanted to say. He'd broken that feedback loop deliberately. He didn't so much ignore the feedback that other people were giving him about what he was saying. He just shut them out completely by closing his eyes. It may have come as no surprise to you that that rather arrogant man was a local politician. Draw your own conclusions. We'll talk more about the feedback loop as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues tomorrow with me, Peter Stewart, from London.